Says the Gemara, Bedaf, why don't you read? Go ahead, Ephraim. Let's see the Gemara. Okay? Let's go, guys. Testament base. Let's see the Gemara. What does it say? Go ahead. Itmar. Five lines from the top. Let's see. Go ahead.
Itmar, Kasbu, Mitmah.
Right.
Yeah. The Shalom Midaita.
Yes.
Rabbi Ravina Amre, Nikudeshus.
Oh.
Rabbi Rav Shravaya Amri, and Nikudeshus.
Rav Shravia. So the case is as follows. You write a Shtar Kedusha Lishma, but a Shalom Midaita. What does Shalom Midaita mean? It's not her inner's. That's a question. Literally means without her knowledge or consent. So let's see Rashi first, and let's define what Shalom Midaita means, because there are different shittas in the Rishonim. Lomaisa, how you define it? Go ahead. Let's see Rashi. What do you say?
Yeah.
Right. So what does that mean?
He didn't. It's talking about him.
No. What's lo nimlach ba? What is the word nimlach?
He didn't decide that I want to marry this specific.
No, nimlach means consult. Consult. Shalom Midaita means that she was not consulted before the ksiva. She was not consulted about, do you want to get married? Then they write up the Shtar Kedushin. V'achar kach what? He notifies her, right? Go ahead. The kablosso.
Yeah.
Afterwards he notifies her and she what?
Accepted it.
She accepts it. The gedola koi. We're talking about a gedola. Okay. Yeah, the same din would apply what? Would apply to a ketana and a nara, just instead of replacing the woman, shlomidaita, you say shlomidasavia. So it covers all three ages in halacha. Okay? So according to Shitas Rashi, let's get down, the sugya shlomidaita means you didn't consult. There was no consultation. You didn't discuss a marriage with the girl. You write up a Shtar Kedusha with the sulfur, and then you say, you know, I wanted you to know something. You say to the woman, I love you very much. I want to marry you. So therefore, good to see you, Svi. So what do you say? So you say, Beferish, this is today's Marim of Kaimis, and this is, we just started the Sugir on Testament base. Okay? This is from yesterday. You say that you fall in love with her, and you say you want to marry her. And I want you to know something. I didn't want to waste any time. And therefore what? I have my Shtar Kedushin all ready to go. So what do you say in such a situation? So the halacha is that what? That it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a good Kedushin according to who? According to Rav and Ravina, and according to Rav Papa and Shravia, it's not. Okay. And Rashi quickly says it's talking about all three ages. Yes? Okay. If you look into Tosis Riazakin points out halacha lamaisa, that I want to stress that before we get to Tosfos Riazakin, according to Rashi, you could say that they agreed to get married. You know, he already told her that he loves her and she's on board with it, but he didn't notify her that the vehicle of Kedusha is going to be the shtar. So therefore that's what it means limachba. You can include, in according to Rashi, the cases that he said that he loves her, she said she loves him, they want to get married, but he didn't discuss that the Kedusha is going to be done with the shtar. Then he says, you know, I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go? She says, yes. He says, instead of using a kesef, I want to use a shtar. You know what I'm saying? So I think you can include that in Rashi as well. Okay? So I want you to get that down. That's what nimlach ba means, consulting. You could say that they're on the same page that they want to get married. They love each other. But he just whips out the star without telling her. If you look in the Tosfos Riazakin is a completely different shot. The Tosfos Riazakin says, Halacha Lamaisa, good to see you, Adam. Tosfos Riazakin says, Shelo Yada Isha Shekakashvu. She just doesn't know that it was written. Shelo Yada Isha Shekakashvu. So I don't think necessarily that there's a machlokas between the two. What'd you say? Yeah, I don't think it's a machlokes at all. I think exactly what you're saying. It's not a machlokes. He's just pointing out that what she doesn't know about it when it was written, Lamaisa. So he doesn't use the word nimlach. But you shouldn't note from that it's a machlokes. It's not a machlokes. They're both Lamaisa. She did not know, Svi, that when the Shtar Kedusha was written, Lamaisa. She did not know when the Shtar Kedusha was written, Lamaisa. You think because you learn together, you get a dispensation? Come on, Jason. Right? Okay. All right. Good. So you see the Farish, Lamaisa, that we find halacha lamaisa that Rashi in the Tosfos Hazaken, I believe, are on the same page, like Pinchas is saying. And even though Rashi doesn't, Tosfos Hazaken doesn't word the nimlach, they both fall in love with each other, want to get married, but she was not aware of when the star is written up. However, the Ritva does bring to the table something new, which I want you to get, which Rashi and Tosfos Hazaken do not write. Let's get it down. On Tesef and Beis, what does it mean? Kosov lishmo shalomi daita. So we got it. Rashi in the Tosfos Hazaken Tzvi Rod is written up without her consent. Yes?
Which
she didn't know about it.
The
Ria Zaken's right there, Lamaisa.
Which Ria Zaken?
You see where it says, Dibramasko Havaya de Kesef?
Okay.
Shekasu, Shelo Yada Isha Shekasu Nasulov Nisratsits. Okay, so underline that. So we have Rashi to Ria Zaken, we want to say it's on the same page. Comes the Ritva. And says, bring something new to the table. What does the Ritva bring new to the table? He says like this. He says that it was not done b'shlichusa. The sofer wrote up the star without her directing him to do it. Okay? And the ma'ad amr midaita means that the sofer writes it al-pitzi v'yeha. That the sofer must be directed by the woman. Much like the din of get. We once mentioned this. In a case, God forbid, let's get it, where a couple's going to get divorced, God forbid, who writes up the get? Halach l'maisa. The sofer writes up the get, but under the direction of the Baal, because it says v'kosov. So the Baal must pay the sofer and direct him to write it up. If we mention the case, if you remember, if, God forbid, the husband has no money, so and the woman has money, so what does the Gemara say? Maknalo the money from her account to his account. And therefore, the husband will pay for the sofer for writing it up. And what does Rashi invoke over there? Rashi invokes over there the din of what? Hefker based in Hefker Svi, right? And what does the Dvar Avram say, the Kovna Rav? Who the one who gave smicha to the what? That's what you have to figure this out. I thought the Kovna Rav is Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan inspector. It's your two yesterday, but also the Dvar Avram was the Rav of Kovna. So we need to investigate what that was. With different times? So that you look up for me, though not now, but you look up for me tomorrow for sure, okay? Lamaisa, so we will assign you that homework, Lamaisa, historical.
Also, we're gonna have different rubs.
Yeah, I don't remember, okay? But Lamaisa, I want to figure. I never had that clear historically. But what the Dvar Avram writes is Rashi says Hefker Beis and Hefker. So you see, Rashi's taking a stand on the 2 days in the Rashba. That what does the Gemara say in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav and Beis? There are two makaros for Hefker Beis and Hefker. What are the two makaros? One from a pasuk in Ezra, one from a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. What's the difference between the two makaros? Does Hefker Beis and Hefker only have the strength to take the money out of Mr. X's bank account and that's it, or does it also have the strength to take it out of Mr. X's bank account and put it what? Put it in Y's. So the fact that Rashi invokes Hefker Beis and Hefker says the Dvar Avram, you see Rashi is taking a stand on this topic, and he claims you can take the money out of Mr. X and put it in Y, and that's the koyach of Hefker Beis and Hefker. It's an amazing koyach. Okay, and that's what Rashi holds. He's taking a stand on those 2 days in the Rashba. The Amshel Shlomo writes this also in Yevamos, that the Gemara gives to the Makoros that will reflect the koach of Hefker Beis and Hefker. Halacha l'maisa. So you see Beferish, please get it, that just like by get, the husband has to pay for the schar sofer, so too, Lamaisa, and he must command the sofer to write it, and the sofer is b'shlichus abal, so by star kedushin, the sofer is b'shlichus of who? Of the who? Of the woman. Yes? Because in get, who's the makna? The man is the makna to the woman to herself. In kedushin, the makna is what? The woman's makna herself to the man. So please get it down. So here the Ritva brings to the table something very mechudish, which I want you to get down, and that is that what midaita means shlichus. Midaita means shlichus, and therefore what? And therefore, halacha l'maisa, that's what means shlomi daita, that it sofer did out of his own volition, he was not directed by the woman. Thusly, says Tosas and Gittin on Testament Beis, Tosas and Gittin Testament Beis writes, the kasuv of law, say, for kriz is going on the husband. Therefore, the sofer must write, and the eidim must sign the shlichus of the baal. Lock, stock, and barrel, halacha l'maisa. There's a taisa gittin that says this beferish. Okay, that the taitch of the kasav is that the sofer and the eidim, when they sign, the sofer when he writes up the get, the eidim when they sign, it must all be done with shlichus of baal. That's on Testament Beis in Maseches Gittin. However, there is a taisa gittin on Chav Beis and Mebeis, along with the Russian Ron and Gittin Chav Gimel and Ralph, that say no. that say Vikosov is not Adam going on the Baal. Who's it going on? Vikosov is going on the Sofer and the Edom. And therefore, the Sofer and the Edom can write it on their own volition. They don't need to write it B'Shlichus HaBaal.
Where was that?
That's in Tyson Gittin Chav Beizim and Beis, along with the Rosh and the Ran. On Chav Gimel and Alfi Gittin, they say Vikosov, it's a machlokes, how to touch a Pasi and Chumash. When it says Vikosov, in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, is it going on the Baal, is it going on the Edom, Sofer and the Edom? So this Tosin Chav Beizim is, along with the Rosh and Ran and Gittin and Chav Gimel and Alfi, say it's going on the Sofer and the Edom, and they can write it what? B'Shlichus HaBaal. Aye, so what is the Baal's role though in telling the Sofer? Please get this down. According to that day in Tysus, what is the Baal's role in what? In telling the Sofer? The Baal's role is the din of Lishma. In other words, the reason why the Baal has to tell the Sofer to write the get and the Edom to sign it is not because of Shlichus HaBaal. It's because of the din of Lishma. Because Stam Ish is Lav L'Gerushin Kaima. A regular woman is not hopefully ever going to be divorced. We hope not. And therefore, I want you to get it down. Practically speaking, guys, in the case of a get, the husband has to direct the sofer to write up the get and the edim to sign. The question is, why is that? Is that out shlichus? That's tais and testament base. Or is that out the din of lishma? You know, outs is because in Yiddish. Okay? So those are the two days. Okay, Taisa and Davtes and the Ritva by us, this is how we're getting onto it, the Ritva by us, Shalomi Daita means, in Hilchos Kedushim is out the consent of the woman. It comes from get that the husband is the one who writes it up. So there's no doubt the husband has to direct the sofer and aid him. The question is, Ezid Din is it coming from? Is it out Shlichus like the Ritva by us? And the Tyson getting Daftes and Beis? Or is it like Tyson getting Chav Beis? Is the Ran and Rosh and getting Chav Gimlav? Then that's absolutely Shema. Allah Halamais, okay? But the sofer has to make that directive, okay? So lemaisa, that's the chiddush. It's a big shail in shitas Rambam, what the Rambam holds. The Rambam, halacha lemaisa, is really unclear, and it's a major machlokes in the achrayim. I want you to get what shitas Rambam is. Why must the husband tell the sofer to write the get? Is it out shlichus or out shlishma? So the sefer Akovitz in Hilchos Gerushin Berak Beis halacha aleph, and the Machane Ephraim Hilchos Gerushin Berak Gimel halacha tet vav. And the pre-Chodesh, and there's a sefer very important of Zam Nechem, and I always quote from called the Get Pashin. One of the Gedol Achronim, what a sefer called the Get Pashin. Very important sefer. So there are four Gedol Achronim that learn in Shita Sarambam Beferish that you need Shlichus. That the sofer is, the Baal has to tell the sofer, out Shlichus. And the Maisa, the Beis Shmuel, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kufkov Gimel, Sifkot and Hay, in the Beis Meir, and Rosh Sameach, they argue and they say, the Rambam says you do not need Shlichus. The only reason why the sofer, the husband has to tell the sofer, it's absolutely shma. So let's get it. Four against three. There are four Gedol Achronim. Ephraim, let's get it. Against three Gedol Achronim. The four are, the Sefer HaKovitz is in the back of the Rambam, the Machane Ephraim, the Prichodesh, and the Get Poshet all say the Rambam requires Shlichus. Against the Beis Shmuel, on the side of the Beis Shulchan Aruch Siman Kufchav Gimel Sif Kanei, against the Beis Meir, was one of the Gedol Achronim as well, and Siman Kufchav Gimel, and the Or Sameach, who claim, no, that the Rambam says you do not need Shlichus, okay? So the reason why we came out of this is because it's a simple touch of the word Daita. What does Daita mean? Rashi in Tosfos Rishon says without consulting, without knowing, Tzvi, okay? She has no knowledge of the Shark should be written up. According to the Ritva, it was written Shalom B'Shlichus. It was written without her Shlichus. And that came off the din of Get. That just like the makta, the husband is the makta by get. He has to direct the sofer to write it up at him by Shtar Kedushin. Who has to write up the Shtar Kedushin? Who has to direct the Shtar Kedushin to be written? The woman. Because the woman is being makta herself to the man, which we're going to get to a little bit later. Bezrat Hashem. Okay. Yes, Pinchas, what do you say? Is because of law going on the Baal? That the Baal has to write it. But he doesn't physically have to write it. He can send someone to write it. Namely the sofer, namely the Edom to sign it. Okay. Is that the Taichin Chumash? Exactly. That's Taichin Tesabes. Taichin Chafbezabes says no. The Kosov's going on the sofer and the Edom themselves. They can write it on their own volition. So what's this halacha that the Baal has to direct them? They can write it out their own volition, out Shlichus. But the Baal must direct them to generate the Din Lishma. Okay? That's why I said, practically speaking, the husband has to direct it. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's the din. Okay, very good.
What are the four days?
The 4 day is R. The Sefer HaKobetz, in the back of the Rambam, the Pre-Chadosh, the Base Meir, and the Get Poshet. Okay? I'm sorry. The Sefer HaKobetz, the Machan Ephraim, the Pre-Chadosh, and the Get Poshet. Those are the four. Okay? Against the Base Meir, or the Beis Shmuel, the Base Meir, and Nor Sameach. Okay, good. Very good. So we got this. So we have a big Machloikis Lamaisa. Big Machloikis Ephraim. Is this good or not? Okay, let's go back to the Gemara, guys.
Okay, quick question.
Let's go. There's a lot we got to see here. Bezrat Hashem. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
Just because of Tamash Star, yeah. Random question. Why do we do Kiddushin only through like Kesef or Shabbat Kesef?
I mean, nowadays, why don't we know historic Kiddushin? I think the reason is, Ephraim, is because, for example, by a Getfar, God forbid, you need a sulfur. You need a sulfur, a professional sulfur, to write it up because there's so many mistakes that can be made. So I think the same reason is, since there's another vehicle, see, since you can't megarish a woman with kesef, so the only thing is shtar, you need a sulfur.
So kesef is the easiest one.
Exactly, correct. Because it's not easy to have a sulfur around it. You're going to have a sulfur at every time you're having a shtar kedusha. It's very hard.
Yeah.
People don't want to do that because a lot of mistakes are made, yes.
So
they say from, I heard a story from Rav Nutta Greenblatt Shlita, the great Gaon. The great Gaon and Rav in Memphis is Mesader Meni Gittin, that he once said over Lamaisa that Rav Moshe, there was a case where he had to write a get up Rav Moshe the Gadol HaDor, and there was no sofer around, and he would Lamaisa, I'm sure he could have read it quick, but Rav Moshe spent the whole day writing up the get because he was concerned he didn't want to make a mistake because there was no sofer around. Now I'm sure Rav Moshe could have written up an hour or 2 hours, right? But that was a sitkis. You know, talk about Eishasish, you know, Shiloh Eishasish, you want to make sure everything's right, but he had to write it up himself. So I think that's the reason why we don't do it. Okay? Very good.
So
let's go fight them.
There's all like these.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that din lishma, you gotta make sure, you know, we had a whole machlokes, you need Sheamus, remember? We paskin shvarach you do. When you write a star, it's not a simple thing. Especially with Shtar Kenyan. You know, Ksuba is easier, Shtar Raya. But I always, when I'm a Messiah Kedushin, I always prepare the Ksuba beforehand. I never write up the Ksuba at the Chassid's Tish. I always prepare it beforehand so that then I bring a backup in case there's a mistake, Lamaisa, because it's very nerve-wracking. And I also, before the Adam sign, I always bring a blank piece of paper that they should practice their names. I always say, even if it's a Talmud Chacham that's going to say, I always like to just, you know, this is the way I'd like you to sign, like, you know, David ben Simchon Mishpachas Hirsch. I always try to write, Rishak, I always have to try to write Mishpachas. So you say, David ben Simchon Mishpachas Hirsch. Just try to make sure you get it, and then you write A. Otherwise, because sometimes, you know, people forget.
Rabbi, does it?
Yes.
For Kedushin, wouldn't a document be, since it's more intricate, doesn't it make the mitzvah like more cautious?
Yeah, but Lamaisa, not necessarily. The vehicle of the Kenyan Lamaisa doesn't make the mitzvah more enhanced. A good kasha, but it doesn't necessarily in the Mahudar fashion. Rambam said it was a mitzvah rush, as a hechetim sapuruvu. Okay, let's go. Go ahead, Ephraim. Very good. Okay, we got this whole shtickle just to define it from the beginning. We got to make sure we get everything. Okay, go ahead. Now we're going to get to it, Bezrat Hashem. Guys, there's a major machloikis in the Rishonim, how we paskin on this. Which day? Major machloikis. How many permutations can there be? Three. Yes, no, or what? Maybe, right? We'll find all three, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, but go ahead. Let's see. Let's see Vaitan and Gomorrah. Go ahead, Ephraim. Let's see. Go ahead. Let's go. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa was of the opinion of Shravia that it was not a good Kedusha.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Excellent. I was thinking it reminded me a little bit of the Gemara Erev at Dafid Gimel and Beis, where the Gemara says, why was Beis Hillel Zoicha to have a Psak Halacha like him against Beis Shammai? Because whenever they would present in Beis Medrash their Machlokes, they would present Beis Shammai Shitas first, Alts Bekovod, Kovodik, and then they would present theirs. They were Menschlichkeit. So Hashem gave them the Siyata Deshmaya that they would have the Halacha like them. So I was thinking the same thing, Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, first I'll say over their Shita, and then I'll say over mine. Go ahead. I didn't see that as a Raya, though, from the Rishonim that say that's the reason why we pass like Rav Papa. You know, that I didn't see. Yeah, go ahead. I was looking for it, but that wasn't one of the smartest that was found. Yeah, go ahead. I'm Rav Papa. In what sense is get shalomi daita? Because why? Excellent. You can divorce against her will before harem there have been a gershom. Excellent. Afavaya. Nami what?
Lishma.
Bishalo what? You don't need her consent either when what? when you write up the what? When you write up the shtar. Okay? Now, I have to tell you, I hope you were bothered by this. I was bothered by this in the Gemara. Right? What I was bothered by? What's wrong with this svar that the Gemara says hekesh? You're not wrong, but it's mechudish. You guys tell me.
It's like two different shalom and
exactly. In other words, you can't mekadesh a woman against her will. We're talking about the manufacturing of the star. So if you want to compare gerushin can be done by korcha, that's the maisa gerushin. Why should that shed any light on manufacturing the star kedushin that can be done against her will? That to me, that was mechudish. No. You follow me? That was very mechudish in the Gemara, but nonetheless, that's what he says that the svar was of the first shita, which is a very big stretch.
That's why it's wrong. That's what he's saying.
Okay, maybe he didn't like it, but that's a very big stretch. Halach lomaisa, okay?
Is anybody
far to explain? Yeah, we're going to get to it now, but I want you to note it from the Lashon of the Gemara. I thought it was a very big mechudish. Adam, you follow what I'm saying? The Gemara is making a comparison, Gerishin, the actual maisa Gerishin is against her will. Here we're not about it. You can't make Kaddish woman against her will. We learned that on Beis and Beis. Remember that? Whether it was the Raisa or the Rabbana, remember we had a Machliz Ramam Rashba on Beis and Beis. Remember you need her Das, Midaitin, Midaitash Lo. Remember we had that Ramam Rashba, whether you needed Midatur or Midarabbana, right? Yosef, you follow me? You need the Das Kiyush and the Raisa or the Rabbana. So Machloikis, but at the end of the day, you definitely need it. Remember who else is Shloka Hogan? Could be based on Afkinu with the Gemara Baba Basra. Do you read the Gemara Baba Basra? Ben, you remember that? Do you read the Gemara Baba Basra into the Gemara Kiddush? Remember we had two sugyas? You definitely need consent of the woman. Do you need her consent Midatur or Midarabbana? There's no doubt. But Lamaisa, here you're making this comparison. Yes, Pinchas.
Maybe you could say that the Gerishin part is also focused on the right.
It's not, though.
But why not? Why not? Since she's able to be divorced al korcho, you can...
You're right. What's the answer to your own kasha? It's not just the writing of the get, but it's also the what?
Yeah, but the action. It is also the action. The action sheds light on the actual writing, and that's the comparison.
But that's not true. It's a havaya liyitzia.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, my yitzia, which is baal korcho, which is what? You can mechalik and say the reason why you can write a get baal korcha because you can do the mice of baal korcha. But kedusha, you can't do the mice of baal korcha, so the echetes you should be able to write it. I'm just saying one could say like I'm saying. You hear what I'm saying? Okay. So the Avnim Eluyim writes, let's get it, and this is very, very important, guys, okay? Very important, and we touched upon it. I'm not sure if we touched upon it with the Baal Mor. This goes to the hardcore of what Shtar Asar, okay? There is a famous din in Baba Basra, okay? And it's a Mishnah in Baba Basra. You have to know it, okay? And that is the following. Who writes up the shtar when you deal with a loan? Is it the malv or the lova? No, the lova. It's the lova. Okay? So it's good. No, it's okay. I'm glad you thought like that, because there's a chiddush of what? Kosin shtar la lova.
I said lova.
Oh, okay, good. I believe you. Yosef, what'd you say?
I was thinking.
Kosu Shtar Lalova, Afal P. Listen to this. Afal P. Chain Malva Emo. What does this mean? Guys, you gotta know this. It's a Gemara in the end of Baba Basra.
He wrote it by himself.
You write the Shtar for the Lova, even though the Malva's not there. The Lova's the borrower, three letters, because he doesn't have much money. So he has less letters. Malva's got four letters, he has more money. So you can write up the shtar for the lova without the malva being there, and this is the principle of what? Das mischayev. What makes a shtar a shtar? What makes a shtar, guys? The das of the guy that's mischayev himself, namely the lova. If the lova doesn't have any cash, his land's going to be taken away. And if he doesn't have any land, the guys that bought his land from the time of loan are going to have their land taken away. Namely, that's called the chasm shubanim from the lekuchos, from the buyers. So das mischayev is osa shtar. That's what makes a shtar. And there's a very important baal amor in Maseches Yevamos that makes a drasha. What's the drasha that the baal amor writes? Mi piem velo, mi pitzavim is the Gemara Gittin. You can't write your edus down. But the baal amor makes a drasha in Gittin, and he says, mi pi Savo. What does Mipik Savo mean? That's a legitimate star. A star is a star. How can a star ever be good? Mipim Vol Mipik Savo. What's the answer? What gives the star its energy?
The Das of the
Mischayev. Mipik Savo. The Lova. The guy who's Mischayev himself. That's what he makes his own drushes. It's very rare we show him to make their own drushes. It's only usually Gemara make the drushes. But the Baal HaMor makes his own drush from Peak Savo. That if the Mishchayev writes a star, that means that gives validity to the star.
You can just say it's like it's
no, but he says Mipik Savo. That's his Kiddush. That's his Kiddush.
He's saying why it's not
why a star is not have the problem of Mipi and Vlo Mipik Savo. Correct, because it's given the notion.
It's
given its strength. Its koyach comes from the Mishchayev. That's the concept. So therefore. Please get this down. The Avni Meluim asks, in Simon Lama Beisiv Konvov, in Dor Sameach, he says, how on earth? Please get this. Halach Lamaisa. You got this? Read the Lashon, the next line of the Gemara. The Ema Time of Didi. Go ahead.
The Ema Time of Didi.
What's my reasoning? Go ahead.
Yatsa Bahaisa.
My Yitzia. Just like a divorce, you need the Das Makne. Who's the husband? Who's the Makne when it comes to Kedushin? The woman. She's Makne herself to what? To him. Yes? So we're asking the following. How can you write up a Shtar Kedushin according to who? Rava V'Ravina. And you say it's good. Kusul Lishma Shalom Yidait is good. Frek Davne Meluim. You need Das Mishayiv. Without Das Mishchayev, it's possible in Pim Vlom and Pik Savam. Shtar Kedushin has a problem in Pim Vlom and Pik Savam. It's a Gemara in Yevamos, Laman Alvam and Beis. The Gemara says black and white, Yevamos, Laman Alvam and Beis. That there's a problem in Pim Vlom and Pik Savam by a Shtar Kedushin. So how on earth can you have a Shita and Amoroyim, namely Rapapa Varava, that says if you write the Lishma Shalomidait, it's a good Kedushin when there's no Das Mishchayev in the Shtar? You need Das Mishchayev to make the Shtar a Shtar. If you don't have Das Mishchayev, it's not good. That's a Ban Kasha. This is a very, very important Kasha. This speaks volumes, guys, about what the nature of Shtar Kedushin is. What is it all about? Yes, in order to make a Shtar to be a Shtar, what do you need? How do you get out of the problem of being alone to solve the whole institution of Shtar? The Rambam was so bothered by that. What did we say the Rambam Shita was by Shtaros? That it's what? What did the Rambam say the whole Shita is by Shtaros? We saw it last week. What did the Rambam say? In Hilchos Eidos. He says the whole institution of Shtaros is the Rabbanon. Hefker bez hefker, right? Shalotim l'dalos b'fei lovin. You remember that? And what did the Rabbanon say from Mitzvah's ask on? What did he ask from a Pesach in Chumash? Get to Shtar and send the Chumash. So what was the answer we said from the Nesivos and Reb Chaim? Shtar Kinyan is the Raisa, right? A Shtar Raya is only what? The Rabbanon. That's what the Rambam meant when he said that. You remember that?
Yeah.
So the Baal HaMor is bothered by how do you have a star also? So he gives the
Baal HaMor, that would be derived.
He gives it. Could be. It's possible. Could be. As long as you misguide yourself, it's a good point what Ephraim points out. If you hold like this Baal HaMor that you require Das Mishchayev, it could be that what? That Das Mishchayev tells me that a star raya, halacha lamaisa, a star raya could be in the Torah because I'm putting the Das Mishchayev into the star. Okay? So Memeila, the Avnei Meluim has the Frekt, Ban Kasha, you guys got to get this. How can you talk about the sheet of Rav of the Ravina, they have the first sheet in the Gemara, I think it's Rav of the Ravina, yes, we're correct, that it's a good Kedushin. How's it a good Kedushin? Shlomi Taita. She's the Mishchayev. Keep that in mind. I just kind of spilled the beans. Is she really the Mishchayev? But okay. But that's the Kasha, you got me? You got the Kasha? Yeah, in other words, what makes a star a star? Why is it? Das Mishchayev. So the Baal HaMor says it's based on Mipik Savo. If it's written from one of the two parties that's Mishchayev themselves, that gives the validity to star. You don't get stuck with the problem of what? Mipim, Vlo Mipik Savo. So the Gemara has a sheet there that it's good. Lishmof Shlom Midaita. How can it be good? It's not Midaita. It's not Das Mishchayev. So obviously the premise in the Kash is that what? That the Mishchayev is the woman. Okay, we'll have to. Okay, but I'm spilling the beans a little bit. But that's the Kasha, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? This is very critical, just touching the Gemara. So, L'maisa, the Avnei Meluim writes, let's get it. The Avnei Meluim wants the Taina, a very ingenious answer, which we're going to give a few answers to this Kasha. Okay? We'll give three answers, B'li Netter. He wants to claim a tremendous Chiddush. He wants to say that the Ksiva was done. Shalom Midaita, you're right. But the signing is done Midaita to make the star a star. And the Iker in the Gemara in Memchesim and Aleph in Kiddushin, which discusses the Machloikas of Meir and the Chachamim by a case of Kasva Shlomi Daita, is talking about that it was signed, Halacha Lamaisa, it was signed Shlomi Daita. Well, it was signed Shlomi Daita. What do you gain by saying the signing is Shlomi Daita? Because according to Rameyer, only the signing has to be done Lishma. Because what is Rameyer's famous Shita? Eide Chasima Karsi. What makes a star is the Chasimas. The Chasimas must be done Lishma, not the Ksiva. And therefore Rameyer says, you find a get in the garbage can that was written for the same same name of man and woman, you could take that out of the garbage can and sign it anew as long as there's no signatures on it.
Like Rameyer, though.
Only a corner of mayor, exactly. But Lamaisa, what do you answer with that? Halach Lamaisa says that he says it's fine. He says, Halach Lamaisa, we said, how can you have a star Shalom Yidaita? We don't care. Because according to a mayor, if you establish this Gemara, it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. But if you say this Gemara is a Liba the Tana of mayor, Rameyer's of the opinion only the Chasimas need to be written what? Written what? Written Lishma. So if only the Chasimas at it need to be written Lishma, so what happens? What'd you say? I know, but he's assuming it's the same thing, Allah Lamaisa. That's what he's assuming, Allah Lamaisa. He's assuming Allah Lamaisa is the same concept. Well, that if you require Chasimas to be done the Shema, then the Chasimas must be done with her consent too. But not the Ksiva. He's assuming that the din, whatever you acquire lishma by chasim is it's a chiddush. There's two chiddushim. You're making a good point, Ben. Number one, it's according to Rameyer. The Gemara never said it's according to Rameyer. Number two is we're assuming that anything that's required lishma, the signatures, that has to be of our consent. The body of the document, the ksiva, does not have to be written according to our consent. That's a tremendous chiddush. But that's what it comes out, halacha lemaisa. Okay? Adam, you got me? Okay? That we have to say that since the problem in this Gemara is when you talk about Shalom Yidaita is the signatures are done Shalom Yidaita. The Ksiva was done what? The Ksiva was done, let's say, Midaita. The Ksiva was done Midaita. But the Gemara is talking about a situation, Lamaisa, that we're talking about the Chasima Lamaisa has to be done what? Has to be done Midaita. That's the Machloikis in the Gemara. Okay? So therefore that answers the Kasha and said, how can you have a Ksiva Shalom Yidaita? The answer is we had the Ksiva Shalom. We had a Ksiva Yidaita. The only thing was the Ksiva Shalom Yidaita. It's a Chiddush to say that. Okay? But that's what Avni Milim writes. But let me share with you another answer which is very fundamental and I want you to get it clear. Let's get it, Adam. Reb Chaim is of the opinion, Reb Chaim is quoted in the Sefer on the Rambam and Hilchos Yishus Perek Gimel Lach Yudches. He says as follows. When we talk about Das Mischayev Ephraim, what does Das Mischayev mean? The guy who makes up the star. The borrower wrote up the star, you need his das. Yes? So in all staros, who is the one that makes up the star? The mischayev. So you need das makna. That's in staros and kol torakula. But by kiddushin Yosef, it's different. Why is it different by kiddushin? The baal makes the star. Because by kiddushin, whose das do you need? You need the das of the man. Excellent Pinchas. Not the das of the woman. We said the Ron in the Dorm says what? She's mafka herself. She's like chattel. So you only need das of the man. You don't need das of the woman. You might need her consent, but you don't need das in quotes. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, you need her das because of lishma, not because to make the star a star. This is what Rabbi Chanan writes in Kiddushin Os Pei. And then Ramosha says the same thing. How do you make a star a star? You make the star a star because Allah Lamaisa what? You need her das not because of what? You need her das because of Lishma. But you don't need her das because of what? Making the star a star. What makes the star the star? The Baal. I'm going to write this down, Reb Chaim.
Isn't Lishma useless then? If she doesn't
No. Lishma, the star Kiddush has to read for a specific woman.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Right, but that's not because of what? That's not because of the din of what? Of us making the star a star. A star becomes a star because you need the what? Star Kiddushin, you need the Baal to make it. Baal, Osa, Star Kiddushin. The Baal makes the Star Kiddushin. Ki Be'inin Dato. We need his Das, Velo Data, to make the star a star. Today, Lasso Star Adam. Please get this down. However, one second. However, what do you need her das for? Sorry, data. What do you need her das for? Kidei lemale. In order to fulfill Delamalei lishma, in order to fulfill the din of lishma. Okay?
Oh.
In order to fulfill the din of lishma, that's a different role.
So you can't have lishma. So lishma, you need her das.
Yes. But you don't need her das to make the star a star.
What?
You make her. You need her das to make it lishma. You don't like to write a Sefer Torah?
What I mean, the star lishma is by writing it, and the only way that she can
tell. No, that's what I want to bring out to you. There are two different halachas. There's a halacha to make the star a star, to get out of the problem of Pim Lomik Savim, and then there's a halacha to make the what? The star a good for a star Kedushin, which is a special din of lishma by get, and a special din of lishma by star Kedushin.
So, by her having das on the giving.
Yes.
That is her aspect of the lishma.
By her das of accepting the star kedushin, she wants to get married. She supplies the requirement of what we call what lishma, which is needed to make the what the star kedushin a star kedushin. Okay.
That lishma, her lishma, that part of her lishma, it should be needed for the star.
No, that's not true. Because that's what I'm saying. That's what Chaim wants to say. Because the baal is the one who makes the star kedushin. Because when it comes to Star Kedushin...
He's the one that makes the Star Kedushin, but...
No, but by Star Kedushin, Lamais, again, I want you to get this. You need her consent, but you don't need her das. She doesn't play an integral role in the transaction. She's just like chattel. She's mafka herself. So you need his das, not her das for the king and shibol. But Lagabi manufacturing the star, you need the din of the shmo. That's the very sharp chiluk. You brought it out. It's an excellent nekuda. Very excellent. And that's what Reb Chaim is saying, halacha l'maisa. So don't be bothered by, the mischayev. The bottom line is here is that you can't talk about a mischayev in Star Kedushin. You talk about whose das you need. Yes, Pinchas.
So how can we ever have a case of l'shma b'shalom b'daita? L'shma b'shalom b'daita. If her das creates the l'shma, are we going to have l'shma b'shalom b'daita?
Our case is l'shma b'shalom b'daita.
I'm saying that's my question.
So
we said that the way that lishma occurs, the reason that we need her das,
right,
is in order to get lishma.
Right.
So therefore, shouldn't das and lishma be one unit?
No, that's what I'm saying to you. That's goof of the case. Of kasvu lishma shalom idaita is exactly that the lishma was supplied. She's agreeing to the marriage, and the star was written up properly out to lishma, but it was not written shalom idaita, meaning that what? You don't need what? You don't need her what? Her das to be able to play the role in the kinyan of the star. You don't need her das. That's the thing.
So why would we have a problem?
What you said, this is what I'm saying, that's good for the machloikis. This is good for the machloikis. Rav Papa Varava say, not all you need is the shema. You don't need her das, only you need his das. Rav Chaim speaking within Rav Papa and Rav. Whereas Rav Shravya and Ravina hold no. Not only do you need lishma, you need daita as well. That's what Reb Chaim is arguing. Reb Chaim is arguing, will you say, the way we're saying it is the machlokas amaroyim basically is, and you bring out an excellent akut, is the Ron right or not? That's basically what way we're saying it, according to Reb Chaim. Is the Ron right or not? Does the woman play a major role in the transaction where you need her das? Who holds like that? Ravina Rav Shravya. Therefore, it's not a good kedushin. Whereas Rav Papa and Rava say, what? You only need his das. You don't need hers. So kasva lishma shalom idaita is good. I'm saying that's kufa de machloikis as to whether the rhyme is right or not, basically. That's what we're saying. You follow what I'm saying? You brought it out. You brought out the Nakuda. According to Chaim, that's basically what we're saying. You definitely need lishma. That everyone agrees with. Otherwise, the star is not a star. I mean, the star kedushin is not a star. Kedushin. Because you need lishma. Because of all lishma. But to make a star to get out of Pim Lomik Sama, you need the Messiah. So Reb Chaim says, well, according to Papa Varava, Lamaisa, all you need is the Baal to do it. Because all you need is Daitoni. Therefore, it's written Shlomi Daik, that's fine. As long as it's written Lishma. No. Ravina or Shravi, you say no. You need her das as well. Because the Ron is wrong. She plays an integral role. Ben, you follow what I'm saying? So it comes out that's Gufa and Machloikis. The way we're going to say it, according to what? According to Chaim, is the Ron right or not? That's basically what we're saying. What'd you say?
Papa and
the first sheet is who?
Rav and Ravina.
I'm sorry, I flipped it. I apologize. The first sheet is Rav and Ravina who says it's good. They say the Ron's right. Rava Ravina say it. Rava the Ravina say it's right. Rav Papa Rav Shravya say the Ron is wrong. And she, you need her das as well for the Kinyan Shabbat as well. She does not like chattel. Let's write it down, okay? What's the first shita?
Rava Ravina.
Rava. Rava the Ravina say Mikudeshes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they hold, I'm just going to write Ron. Ron in the dark. Okay? Ron in the dark. Whereas according to what? Rav Papa Rav Shravya, Rav Papa Rav Shravya, they're going to hold Enim Kudeshes. Because why? Because they hold the Ron is wrong. And we have Rishonim that the Ron is wrong. Neged Ron. Remember we had Rishonim against that? We have Rishonim against the Ron. Okay? So I'm saying this is good for the Machlokes Amoraim. Halacha L'maaseh, according to Reb Chaim. And basically, we have solved, Yosef, the notion of what? Of having what? Das Mischai. That's what Reb Chaim wants to tie in it. Halacha L'maaseh. Reb Chanan says like this. Now, it could be, maybe you could say, and this is a third shot. Let's get it. Yes, go ahead.
What does it mean you need her das in order to have Lishma? Lishma?
No, no, no. Lishma you always need. The Star Kedush is written Lishma. When it was written up, it was written with her shlichus and everything. The question is, Lamaisa, it was written Lishma. You're saying how you can have such a, how you can have it, it was written Lamaisa for, it was written for Lishma.
Oh yeah, what her das is.
No, it was, remember we said, what does Lishma mean? What does Lishma mean? It's written for her. Right? So in theory, what does it mean it's written for her? It was written for her. The sofer wrote it up.
Yeah.
For her. For the husband, but doesn't necessarily mean that she's playing the role in it. What does Shlomi Daita mean? She wasn't consulted about the star. She wasn't consulted about the star.
I'm saying, why can you have Lishma without her das?
Yeah. What'd you say?
What is that?
How can you have Lishma without her das, you're asking?
Why can't you have that? What's the issue?
You can, but the question is, do you need her das for the transaction of Kedushin? That's what I'm saying. You definitely can have Lishma. How do you have Lishma Shalom Midaita? Stephen, how can we get Lishma even without Shalom Midaita?
I thought we just said that we need her das for Lishma.
No, what does Lishma mean? Lishma means it was written for what?
Yeah.
For the woman.
I thought the Rebbe said that the reason that she needs to be given her das is for the Lishma. Didn't we say that?
No, we said that. Then you have a question, is how can you have Shalom Midaita then?
Yeah, so that was...
Right, so I'm saying to you, the din of Lishma is for the din of Shtar Kedushin. The din of the Das is the Kinyan Shabbat of the Kinyan. So how do you have a case of Kasul Lishma Shalom Midaita? So you could theoretically say, and that's what it means, Shalom Midaita. Either she wasn't consulted with, or it was what? She wasn't consulted with when it was married, or wasn't done with through her Shlichas, Halak Lamaisa. However you want to say it, like Rashi, Tazri, Azakar, the Ritva. So if you say it like that, isn't that automatically a lack of Lishma? That's what you're asking, right?
Why?
So what'd you say?
Why?
Why are you bothered by that?
Lishma.
What'd you say?
He wrote it Lishma. She just didn't.
Who wrote it up Lishma?
Him.
He wrote it up Lishma with the direction of the sofer,
saying.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So I'm answering that, Lamaisa, when you say Shalom Midaita, for Hilchos what? For Hilchos, Shtar Kedushin Lishma was produced through the husband. It was written for what? For the sake of Kedushin. But her, regarding the Kinyan Shabbat, was that fulfilled? No, she wasn't consulted. Or it wasn't done under her guidance. So that fulfills the ingredient of Lishma, but doesn't fulfill the role of Kinyanim that requires her das. So one sheet just says, you don't need her das. She's just like chattel. The other sheet just says, no, you need her das. You understand what I'm saying? In Hilchos Lishma, all you need is the husband and the sofer. Shlomi Daita brings to the table, no, much more than that. She plays an integral role in the Kinyan. And therefore, how can you write it up without her consultation? That's the second sheet. The first sheet says she's like chattel. So it doesn't make a difference.
So the Lishma, there's nothing with her das for Lishma.
What'd you say?
So she has nothing to do with Lishma, we're saying now?
Correct.
Okay.
The question is how you define Shlomi Daita. What we did in the beginning of Shir, Pinchas as well, define the word Shlomi Daita, correct? But to fulfill the din of Lishma Lamaisa, it's clear that what? You can fulfill the din of what? It's clear you can fulfill the din of Lishma with the sofer and the husband writing it up, right? She just was not of knowledge of it, Halach Lamaisa. But that supplies the din of Lishma. It was written for a specific man, a specific woman, right?
Okay.
That's fine. If it's done in direction l'maisa. The question is it fulfill the role of midaita? That's the question. You following me? So what we're saying, according to Reb Chaim, the machlokes is whether the Ran's right or not. You following me, Ben? That's the pshat. You understand what I'm saying? You can fulfill lishma with the husband, with the what? With the sulfur, no problem. Sulfur writes it up lishma for a specific man or woman.
What does that mean then? Lishma.
What'd you say?
I don't understand what that line was.
We wrote on the board, Ravina. You know, you need daito kene lasos star.
No, right under.
Right? Then we said, sarich daita lamaisa. Yeah, I shouldn't have written, I don't mean to write sarich daita. Thank you for correcting it. I don't mean sarich daita. I mean, you need sarich what? Sarich, you need the star, sarich star, tuva, labal, ula isha, zu. Ula isha zu, right? Kere lamala lishma. That's the correct writing. You follow what I'm saying? You need what? You need the shtark su labal isha zu kere lamala lishma. And that's done.
And so then the whole machlokas is just about the das.
Correct.
Do we say that she doesn't need das bechlal, or do we say that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's correct. And that's the case. Kashu lishma, shalom midaita. So the way I'm saying it is that the Ran right or wrong? That's the way we're saying it. That's correct. That is correct. That's what we're saying, Korim Chai. But what you gain with that is that what? Is that Das Mishai, which is normally what? Normally needed to write up a star, by star Kedushin, everything's different. Why? Because it could very well be in the transaction of marriage, all you need is what? In the kin is the Das of who? Of the man and not the woman. If that's the case, you don't need Daita at all. Therefore, Kasu Lishma Shalom Daita is good. And what's the rationale behind that? Because I hold like the Ran, she's like channel. You need her consent to get married. But halachically, when the kinyan goes through, she does not play an integral role. She does not play an integral role. All it is a kinyan issue, and that's it. And the husband can create that on his own. And you don't need her das to play that role to consummate that kinyan. She has to consent to the kedushin. But the Kenyan Kedushin Shabbal, Daito is enough. That's the first sheet in the Gemara. That's what we want to say. Okay, you follow me? You got me? And basically we're crystallizing, say, is the Ran right or not? That's what we're saying. This is my place. That's
basically the whole thing. Is Rukhaim saying anything more than just that this is the Machlokas?
He is, because he's solving, he's doing that, number one, which is not so poshut, number one. But number two is that he's being Mechadesh. He's answering the kasha of don't you need das mischayev all the time. It just crystallizes that
when it comes to
kedushin, lamaisa, you don't need her das, because kedushin is special. The kinyan kedushin is special, and we do not require lamaisa because she is being mischayev herself. No, who's the in the case of a lova, in the case of a loan, who's mischayev themselves? The borrower. You need das mischayev. No,
yeah.
Who's mischayev themselves in a marriage?
The man.
No, the woman's... You're right, he has responsibilities in the marriage, but to concretize the marriage, who's being mocked herself to who? The woman is being mocked herself to the man. So in that sense, it's like a mischayev in quotes for the kinyan shibbol. So therefore, if Chai is bothered by, where's the das mischayev for the star to be a good star? The answer is, in the kinyan kedushin shibbol, you don't need her das, because she's like Chad. That's what he's saying. Okay?
So yeah, the reason why it does... That's only according to...
That's only according to the Ran. Yes.
And I'm saying, but that was also only viewed within the opinion of Rava and Ravina.
Well said. Correct. Yes, that is correct. That's why I'm saying their machlok is as goofy whether Ran's right or not. Okay? That's a chiddush, where we were saying it.
According to Rav Chaim, if yes. He told like Rav Papa and Rav Sharvia, then he would say that... Would he back away from that statement that all you need is a das...
Yes, he would back away from it, and he would basically say that the Ran is wrong. He would hold like the other Rishonim.
You would also need the das of the
That is correct. To make a good start. That is correct. For the Kenyan, yes. For the Kenyan, you should be good. Now, I'll have to, let me check for tomorrow. We had Rishonim that argued on the Ran. I think it was Tysus, no? I think we had Feirush, we had Rishonim that argued on the Ran.
Yeah.
Reb Chaim is an Ishus on the Rambam, Gimel Yud Ches. Gimel Yud Ches. Okay, on the Rambam. Okay? Lean that, or maybe I'll photocopy it, okay? Lean that for tomorrow, okay? So we'll look at that. I don't know if we'll do the whole piece, but at least the kernel, okay? But Lomais, that's what I want to suggest. So we'll check what you're showing him, Recholik, on the Ron. Okay, we got it? Okay? Adam, you got it? Okay, there's one other answer I want you to get from the Ribbisser Zalman. Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Sefer is called the Ibn Azal. What does Ibn Azal say? Let's get it.
Ibn
Azal? Ibn Azal, yes. Evan Azal.
Evan
Azal. He says like this. He says that a Shtar Kedushin is not a raya that a woman was Mekudeshes. Because she's not Mischayevis, you don't need her daita. He says similar of kind. You know, all a Shtar Kedushin is a raya that who got married? The husband got married. A Shtar Kedushin is a raya that the husband was Mekadesh. And therefore, you don't need Das Isha to make the Shtar. You need Das of the Baal Bilvad, and that's it. Similar to kind, but he brings in this raya svara. In other words, a Shtar Kedushin, Stephen, a Shtar Kedushin is only a raya that what? What is a Shtar Kedushin, Stephen? Shtar Kedushin is a raya that the husband was Mekadesh. It is not a raya that the woman was Miskadeshes. Okay? Because the bottom line is that what? Since what? She's not Mischayevis, he wants to claim whatever that means. Like my so we said, like Pinchas said in the marriage, really the husband has responsibilities. Yeah. So he's looking at it from that perspective. So he says, you don't need her das. All you need is a Shtar Kedushin, a raya that the husband was Mekadesh.
Why is it not a raya also for the woman?
Because we don't care about it. It's like saying things with Chaim. We don't care about something you don't care about, you don't need proof for. We don't need to have das of the Isha in the Kinyan Kedushin Shabbat. So therefore, the Shtar doesn't serve as a raya to for das of the Isha because we don't need das of the Isha. We need what? We need proof that the das of the husband was into this marriage, and we have that. It's very similar to Chaim, but I want you to get that he puts that svar of das in. Okay? Mr. Zalman Lemaisa?
Yeah, he was a Talmud
Rav
Chaim.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. He was? Are you sure? Baruch Ber was?
Sure.
Okay, could be.
He had five Talmudim Rav Chaim.
Okay, and then he Lemaisa. But Baruch Ber Lemaisa was, okay, could be. I don't know. Could be. We have to check it out. Another thing Svi's got to check out historically. Okay, we got it? All right, so this is the Machloikis, Halach Lemaisa. Please get it. Three Pshatim. We spent a lot of time just defining the word Shalom Midaita, guys. What the word Shalom Midaita is. And we also now spend a lot of time what the goof of the machlokes is all about here. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, what is the machlokes all about? Okay, now let's see lemaisa the raya. Go ahead, let's go. Let's go, Ephraim. What's the raya in the Gemara? Let's see. What does the Gemara say? Meisvei. Oh.
My love.
You can only write a star erusin what? In a star nesuin with who?
Midas shneihem.
Midas shneihem. Now, what does midas shneihem mean? Midas shneihem poshup shot means what?
The guy and the girl.
The guy and the girl, like Pinchas is saying, right? Doesn't have to necessarily mean the fathers about the chasen and kala, right? Poshup shot is talking about the guy and the girl, chasen and kala. It says beferish das shneihem. My love, go ahead.
My love, star erusin nisuin mamish.
Oh, it's mamish star erusin nisuin mamish. Yeah. So what's the hava meaning? The Hava mean is beferish the what? That it's a Shtar Kedushin and you need das. That's a raya for who? Raya for Rav Ravina and Akash on who? I'm sorry. It's a raya for Rav Papa River of Shravya that it's not good without it. And it's Akash on the first sheet of Rav Ravina. Clear? Yes? Now, again, we do the lumdus, but we also try to get every pshat of the line of the Gemara. We don't skim the Rash and the Tisus. Yes? Evident here. Another raya for it that we do it. How do you define the word shtar in the suin? Can't skim.
Well, the Gemara is defining it as, how do
we... Yeah, define? How do you define the suin mamish, okay? We do the lumnus and the pshat, okay? No? See, you almost could have missed it. I almost missed it, too. How do you define what shtar in the suin is? At least in a hava meter, what was shtar in the suin? Amazing, no? What on earth is your shtar in the suin? Okay, so the Taisa Rosh says, right here, Taisa Rosh says it cannot mean a ksuba, because a ksuba you don't need a das. Okay, ksuba you don't need a das. What is a ksuba? A shtar raya. What's a shtar raya? That if the husband divorces her or dies, she has raya their marriage, she can collect money. So the Taisa Rosh says it cannot be a shtar what? Cannot be a ksuba. Because you don't need her das at all. Chlor like that. The Taisa Rosh says it cannot mean Exuba. It's Beferish. He says it cannot mean Exuba. It's a very, very beautiful what Taisa Rosh. Cannot mean Exuba. Okay, that's what the Taisa Rosh says Beferish. Cannot mean Exuba. Okay? Because you don't need her das at all. halacha maisa. You don't need das isha. Who's the mischayev in a ksuba? The husband, yes? Husband is the one who's going to have to shell out the money. So obviously she doesn't have to know about it at all. Okay? So it's a very, very strong difficulty. Ritva points this out as well. Kosher shtarlo lo v'afishin malvima. Where is that daf in Bava Basra? What is it? Kuf Samaches? It's the end of Bava Basra. Yeah? I think it's Kuf Samaches. No? You don't remember? Does anyone remember where it was? Lamaisa? What daf was that? Lamaisa? Kosher shtarlo lo v'afishin malvima. Anyone remember Lamaisa? All right, we have to. That's another thing we got to find. Halacha lemaisa. Pretty sure it's kuf samaches. Okay, whatever the case might be, pretty sure it's kuf samaches and mebezu babasra. Okay, but nonetheless, how are we touching star nesuin? Can't mean ksuba. So let's get it down. You know what the Tzar Rush says it means? Tzar Rush says it means a star erison letzorach nesuin. A little bit. Star Erisin for the purpose of doing an Nisuin. It doesn't mean a Star Nisuin. It's just thrown in there. So Star Erisin for the purposes of Nisuin. Okay? That's what he writes. Okay? That's what he writes. Very interesting. Okay? However.
What does it mean, Star Erisin?
Star Erisin is a Star Kedushin. Star Kedushin for the purpose of eventually doing an Nisuin. You read it all together, it's only one star. To star Erisin for the purposes of Nisuin. You know, the truth of the matter is, I don't know if you would agree with this, but I was thinking about this. If you look at Rashi, Rashi didn't have it in the Dibra Maskil. Did you notice that? So I was thinking Rashi got rid of it, because there's no concept of star Nisuin. You hear my Ha'ara?
I like that.
Daikonis! Daikonis!
Yeah, I like that.
Everyone, we're just doing the Lomdus. We're doing the Pshatim Ha'aras. You see that Rashi? Read that Rashi.
Yeah, I like that one.
You like it. You like it. Yeah, good. My laugh. Go ahead. Read that. My laugh.
Star Erisin Mavish.
Go ahead. See, he might not have had a Gerson in the suing. The prince is here.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But that's what the Taisar Rosh is. Please get it. Okay, good. All right, look at now the Rashbam in Baba Basra on Kuf Samachesim and Beis, Dirmask in the suing. Please get it down. You look up the corresponding tomorrow. Guess what the Rashbam writes? Ksuba. The Rashbam writes a Ksuba. And who else says it? The Meiri as well. They say it as well. Why do they say it as well? The Meiri says the same thing. Okay? The Meiri says the same thing. So the Rashbam and the Meiri said the same thing. So what's going on here? How could it be Nixuba? So this is what they want to say. They want to say you need the das of the woman in order that he doesn't play games with the ksuba when he divorces her. When they divide up the things, you know, because a lot of times, a ksuba, you know what a ksuba is? The husband, if he divorces her or dies, he's got to pay up money. A lot of times, a ksuba is assessed about how much she's bringing into the marriage. So if she's bringing a lot of gelt into the marriage, his ksuba's got to be a big ksuba. You follow me? So you know what she's afraid of? She's afraid if you don't write up the ksuba with her knowledge, they're going to rip her off. Because they're going to assume, oh, she brought $2 million in the marriage. They'll say she only brought $1 million in, so the ksuba will be only $500,000. So you need her knowledge of the ksuba, Lamaisa, because she doesn't want to get faked out. That's what he wants to say, that star nesuin means a ksuba. And that's why you need her knowledge. The Meiri and the Rashbam say because we don't want her to get ripped off. Okay? So please get that down. That's a possibility. It is definitely a possibility, you could say. So, we dug up the Rashbam and the Meiri that say it means a what? What do they say it means?
Ksuba.
A ksuba, excellent.
And how do they say it?
They say, they not a riot, they want to say, so why do you need the das of a woman for a ksuba? Just simply, she doesn't get ripped off. Because a lot of times they write up the ksuba in commensurate how much money she brings into the marriage. So she brings $2 million into the marriage, so they write a ksuba for $500,000. She brings $1 million in, they write it for $300,000. So if she's not there, they'll write a ksuba for only $300,000. It'll be falsely represented, right? So that's what the Meiri and the what? The Rashbam will say, halacha lemaisa. Rashbam's above a basra, kuf samach zayin and beis, maskin nesuin with the Meiri. Okay, we got it? Oh, but I saw the Ritva here. The Ritva here also says ksuba, but he gives a different reason. The Ritva says also halacha lemaisa ksuba, but he gives a different reason. Okay, What's the different reason that he says? The Ritva. He says Ksuba too. He says, you know why you need Das, both of them? So they don't play games. What's games mean? Kanunya. Excellent. Trickery. What's the trickery going to be? Like this. Listen to this.
They get fake divorced.
No, listen to this.
Fake marriage. Because
they will write up the Ksuba. It will be dated. And if she's not there, they might not give her the Ksuba on that day that they write up. And therefore, when the divorce happens, any sale of land that happens after that Ksuba is written up is Meshubad. So if the husband dies or divorces her, he owes money. And the Lekuchos that bought land that had liens on that, what? Mortgages on those lands, she can go to those Lekuchos and grab the land.
From the Zman of the
Ksuba. But what they're going to do is, even though they're getting divorced, but they're going to play games and they're going to share the money. They'll make a knunya, the husband and wife, and share the money under the table. They'll take the money away from the Lekuchos and split it in half. And they'll grab from the Lekuchos, halach lamaisa. And the Lekuchos, it won't be fair to Lekuchos, they'll be taken shalok yadin. That's the lashon, the Ritva. The Ritva says, v'yichtavu, shebe'inin she'isha tiyeh sham, v'yichtavu yidnu lo bo b'yom, mishum knuni de Lekuchos. Because if they write it without the woman being there, he might not give it to her bo b'yom, and they're going to come and be Torah from the Lekuchos, shalok yadin, Shekanu Bobiom, then they'll say that it was what? That it was actually acquired on that day. When the Ksuba wasn't really given over. You follow me? And they'll rip off the Lekuchos.
Like that.
So therefore the Ritva says, Shtar Nesuin means Ksuba. And the reason why you need Das both is to ensure that what? That they are not going to what? Das of both is that they we make sure that the Ksuba is given to her on the day that it was signed.
I like that, John.
And therefore there won't be any, Lekuchos will not be ripped off, Shalok Yadin. Okay? That's what we insist. It's protection from who? Protection for the Lekuchos.
That's nice.
That's what the Ritva says Beferish. Okay? That's what Ritva says Beferish. So we've dug up two tracks of Rishonim that do keep the word Ksuba. How many Pshatim we have so far? Number one, Rashi, that we wanted to die, got rid of the Gerson.
Yeah.
Number two is the Taisa Rosh that had been what? Star Kedushin, that is Letzorch Nesuin. There is no Star Nesuin. Yes? Number three is, we found the Miri and the what? The Miri and the, and who else? Rashbam and Bobavasha that said Medek Ksuba. What was the Ksuba? The Ksuba to make sure she doesn't get ripped off. They might give her a lesser Ksuba. So you need her Das. And number four is the Ritva's Ksuba, but to protect the Lekuchos. That the husband and wife, when she collects her Ksuba, won't play games under the table and split the money they took from the Lekuchos. When they shouldn't have taken it from the Lekuchos. Because the Lekuchos bought it before the Ksuba was written. The Ksuba was only given to her the next day. So how are they supposed to know about the lien, right?
The Lekuchos bought it before the Ksuba was given over.
Exactly. So if they bought it before, there's no Shibud on it. There's no lien.
Yeah.
So therefore you can't take it away from them.
But they bought it after the Ksuba was written.
What'd you say?
They bought it in
right, the right, right. But it wasn't given over yet. So if it wasn't given over yet, there should be no lien on it. So the lien is only on it when she has the Ksuba. We write a Ksuba, we write it, we give it to her on the same day. So there are two reasons why it could mean Ksuba. Either to protect who? Protect her. Do you need her Das? Or to protect from the Lekuchos.
They wouldn't be divorced in that case?
What'd you say?
They wouldn't be divorced in that case?
Of course they'd be divorced. Ksuba's just a Shtar Raya that she collects.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever confuse that. I'm glad he asked me that. It's a great kasha. Ksuba has nothing to do with the divorce. Nothing to do at all. Ksuba's just a Shtar Raya. That's why a lot of people go crazy. Oh, it's written, the Ksuba's written wrong. Okay, you got to be trying to mock to make sure the Ksuba's not written wrong. But the bottom line is, if you know who it is, it's a Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya is, you know who the chassan is, you know the kal is, genuk, that's enough. Okay, people go crazy. They rip up a Ksuba lebaisa at a wedding.
They make it
like fancy Ksuba. Rav Rotzweig once said it's a nice thing because you care about her so much and you marry her that in the event you'll divorce her or you'll die, she's taken care of financially. So that's why some people put it up in their living room. Okay?
He says it's a good thing to do?
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people think, on the contrary, it improves the airspace of the marriage. It's Meshaper Mishpachtas Avira. Avira Mishpachtas. Shows you love her so much, you care about her.
Also, you put her away, it's easier to try to lose her.
Yeah, well said, too. You don't want to have a Shtubid, because you can't be with your wife if you don't know where the Ksuba is. You have to write up a Shtubid Erkasa. Special Nuskel, a Ksuba that's lost.
I see what it's very interesting. I took this up, the one if you lost it.
someone.
Yeah, yeah, okay, good. Yeah,
it basically says in Chassid Chalor, like, kind of like idiots. It's kind of very interesting.
It's a nusach, it's a special nusach. Yeah, I have it at home. Very good. Have a sefer that has all the different nuschos of the shtaros. Oh, but there's one more pshat on what shtar ksub is. Let's get it. A makna. It's not really a ksuba. You know what he says it means? It means he wrote in the shtar kedusha, Hariat nisuwasi. Hariat nisuwasi. It meant only a shtar kedushin, but he wrote a nusach of Hariat Nisuwasi. Behold, you're my what? You're my married woman. And that word makes a lot of sense, right? Even though the Rashba writes that's not a lashon of kedushin, but nowadays, what do? We do kedushin and nisuin all one shot, correct? So this lashon would work. See, the Rashba, if you remember, I think from Davav and off, the Rashba was of the opinion, if you write Hariat Nisuwasi, it's a bad lashon. For a star kedushin, because you have kedushin first and you have nisuin 12 months later, right? Yeah. The Rashba had a sheet to my Zaharat nisuasi is bad. So the Makna says, no, bizmanazeh, since you do kedushin and nisuin all one shot, it would be good. And the chiddush is that what does a woman want more? Nisuin or kedushin? Of course, because she gets mazonos, she's taken care of, she eats truma if he's a coin. Afal pikein, you got to tell her. That's the chiddush of this Gemara. The chiddush of this Gemara is Pinchas, is that even if you write Nisuasi, the Hava being the Gemara is you need Dashnean. You need her Das. What do you need her Das for? Of course she wants it. Still know you need it. You got me? Please get that down. Still you need it. So how many Pshat then it's all said and done? You read one line of the Gemara. We had. Was it four or five? Let's start again. My love, the kasha is, you see what? Ain't kosher starting Nisuin Ella what? It's a great Bekiyas kasha, guys. This guy's walking down the street and says, tell me where in Maseches Kedushin is a shtar nisuin. Shtar nisuin, look at you like you're out of your mind. You're from Mars. Shtar nisuin. I'm from Mars. No, I'm from Venus. Why? Because I know the Gemara at Tetzim and Beis. Right? The Havamin is because he loves Torah. That's why. Because the guy wants to know Bekis and Torah. So Lemaisa. Happens to Ephraim all the time, Lemaisa. So you see the what? You see that there's a din of what? A shtar nisuin. What are the pshatim? First of all, Rashi, what? Got rid of it. We want him to die, perhaps. Number two, what's the second shot? What's the second shot? No? Who was it? The Ritva?
No.
Who was it? Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh is a star condition with Tzorach and it's only one a star condition. Similar Rashi. Rashi said a different gears. Second shot, Taisa Rosh, a star condition with Tzorach and Tzun. Third shot? Rashbam Blas with the Miri says it meant Ksuba. Why? Because she brought in a certain amount of money and she doesn't want to give up the Ksuba. Fourth shot, Ritva Ksuba to protect who? The Lekuchos, from the husband and wife, Rip and Rosh looking in. Yeah. Number five, what's five? Makna, who says what it meant what? Harat Nisuasi. But the Rashba says in that Vovin, Harat Nisuasi is not good for Kedushin. Okay, but Bismana says, hey, yo, we do what? Kedushin and Suin in the same day. It might be good, and therefore what's the Kiddush? Even though a woman wants the Suin more than the Kedushin, of course she wants it. So what do you need her Das for? No, the Kiddush, you still need her Das. She need her dasa shnein. That's all the mice that touch this what? That's all the touch this havamina. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? There's a kashin, it's a havamina. Okay? All right, very good. Now, lemaisa, there's one more nakud I want to get to. Tomorrow we go vaita position. I have to go vaita in the sukkah. Okay? We have to do a chuspesach too a little bit too. Lemaisa, let's get this. We want to try to do a halacha in Hilchos Pesach. We should try, right? Well, let's finish this nekuda, then we'll do a halacha in Hilchos Pesach. Let's get it. When we say Veima Taima Didi, Das Makna, and Havayani Das Makna, who's the Makna in the marriage we always say?
The wife.
Wife, the woman. Well said. So, I want you to get this. And this is why Pinchas really implied this. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong when you say, Ma Yitzia bin in Das Makna, Havaya bin in Das Makna. What I want you, what word do I want you to interpolate in the Gemara according to Moshe Shonim? That should be in the Gemara, and it's not. What word? Nami. When you say afavaya bin in das makta, it really should be afavaya bin in nami das makta. What does nami imply? Of course you need das who? Of the Kona. Please get that down, guys. Ta'ara. According to Rosh Rishonim, you should read the Gemara, it really should be nami. Because the Maisa, the Ramban, Rashba, Ran, Ritva, they all say, Allah, of course you need Das what? Das of the man too as well. Just like you need Das of the man by get. You need Das of the man by condition too. He's buying her. Of course you need it. So I want you to get this like put in the, underlined like 50 times, because it's not really in the Gemara, it's a Nami. Okay? We're making harizim shkat l'maisim. Like we try with siyata d'shmaya. Without siyata d'shmaya, you can't l'maisim. But you have to work. So you start this with the combination of siyata d'shmaya. Okay? Now, l'maisim, this is a beautiful raya from the Gemara, from this Bryson. Because what did it say? Kosin star Harrison, midas, what does it say? Pinchas. Midas who? No, but what does it say? In the Bryson. Kosin star Harrison, midas who? Shneim. That's Shneim. There it is. Shneim. The man and the woman. It's right there, what I'm saying. It's Mamish Meduik in the Gemara. Midas Shneim. So when the Gemara says, Amen, time of the day, this Lashon of Ma'avaya, right? Halach l'maisa. Right? Ma'avaya. L'maisa, you need what? Bin das makna. Ma'yitzi bin das ma'avaya das makna. He put the word Nami in there. Not literally, but in we would write in brackets. Always read brackets, right? Oh. L'maisa, correct. So the Taisa Rush here points out that the Gemara, l'maisa, the Gemara brings a raya. What's the case? The Gemara brings a raya that the Amoraim are cholek b'nechtav shalom idaita. It doesn't say nechtav shalom idaito. Right? It's just shalom idaita. Because what is the premise? You definitely always the anchor you need? What do you always need? You definitely need daito. There's for sure you need daito. The Gemara only presents the Machlokes nechtav kasher lishmor shalom idaita. Daito you always need. There's no doubt. You need that to produce the lishma. And you need that to what? You need that for the whole kinyan of kedushin that's going to have to run unless you have the das of the buyer. You have to have the das of the buyer. Halacha l'maisa. So the Rashba says, and please get this down, the Rashba asks, he says, why by kedushin do you need das shneim? Get all you need is who? Das of the makna, the baal. So what does the Rashba say? Because star kedushin you need das of the baal, because why? Please get this down. Ki kiyikach. But if the star was written just midas isha, would be a problem that she's lokeches atzma. So that's another reason by kedushin. The Rashba says you need das of what? You need das of the man. If we only need das of the woman, it'd be a problem of her taking herself lokeches atzma. And she can't take herself. You need what? You need kiyikach. So that's why the Rashba writes lamaisa that get you need das of the makne. So why by kedushin just use the makne? The Terence says no. There's a problem in the kinyanim shabal because it would give off the impression she's taking her. She's taking him. You need kiyikach. So please get that. That's the svara halach l'maisa. Okay, let's just close with one nekuda. Maror at the seder is a din d'rabbanan. The best maror to be eaten is the mishnah lametesim aleph. Is the root? No. I wanted to wake everyone up. It's the lettuce you should eat. You should eat the lettuce is number one. Number two, Adam, is the horseradish root. Number three are endives. And endives, Yosef showed me the picture of the endives. Yosef, you remember you showed me the picture of the endives? That's the third level. So you have three levels. But the romaine lettuce, please, the mithvillim.
We put the horseradish in the romaine lettuce.
Chazanish writes that the romaine lettuce are good because it starts off what? Starts off sweet and gets sour. That was our experience in Mitzrayim. But I want you to know, you got to clean it good. To fulfill a mitzvah in the Rabbanon. What? Mishnah Lamed Tesem and Alfim Sachem Ben. Three levels. But listen to this. No. What, if you eat one bug, how many lavim are you over? Six. To fulfill a mitzvah in the Rabbanon, you got to make sure you got to wash the lettuce well. Halacha l'maisa. You cannot use vinegar. You have to use water. And you should not soak it in water for 24 hours. That's kavash kimavushal. You can't have maror that is cooked. Soaking for 24 hours is like cooking. And you can't use vinegar even for a minute.
So how long do you soak it for?
You soak it for, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? But water, but not with vinegar. Allah Almighty. Then it comes kavash kimavushal. So keep...
So what's the problem? Soaking for 24 hours is also like cooking?
Yes. Soaking, but with water. Vinegar is immediate, Almighty. We don't use that. So please be careful when you fulfill the mitzvah properly. I have kezias. You have to make sure you have how many kezias? One kezias for maror, another kezias for kairah. Halacha l'maisa. So I have. You can use half and half. I do one kezias of romaine lettuce. I try to have kezias. I have two kezias of lettuce and two kezias of the horseradish root. Okay, wait a minute. Let's dive in mincha now. Guys, let's daven mikvah. Some fellows outside.
Fresh?
Yeah, let's daven mikvah. Who wants to daven for the Yom? Ready? Who wants to daven for the Yom?
Yes, sir.
Steven?